Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. A gay pride parade has taken place in the holy city of Jerusalem. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan gives us more information on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Meanwhile, there was another march taking place in Jerusalem, the Gay Pride Parade, taking place, their annual event. People are upset about this, but they're allowing it, I guess, to go on.
Well, and that's been something that I've been watching over the years, too. There was no such thing, of course, in the 80s or 90s. And I think it was about, 10, 15 years ago that the first gay rights parade was held in Jerusalem. Now, in Tel Aviv, those parades have gone on for many years. And there's quite an active homosexual community in Tel Aviv. There's six or seven clubs, bars and nightclubs that are, you know, gay-oriented, this sort of thing. Jerusalem's a different situation. It had a bar like that at one time, but it was firebombed. That was about 8 or 10 years ago, so that closed down, and it's not considered to be a very gay-friendly city. But, of course, being the holiest city on earth for the Jewish people and a holy Muslim city as well, and holy to Christians as well, the Israeli homosexual rights groups target Jerusalem. I mean, they really want to make the statement there more than anywhere else, even, that they are in the country and that they have a right to be there and the sort of things that they're calling for. And we've had violence at that parade before, some stabbings, a couple times that occurred, actually. But it goes on, and again, the government is not thrilled about it. The mayor of Jerusalem, near Barkatz as well, you know, these people are our citizens too, so everybody has a right to their democratic right to march. But it is certainly a parade that's quite offensive to a lot of residents of Jerusalem and really of all of Israel.
David Dolan with that report on the Gay Pride Parade that took place in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. According to the Bible, the Lord condemns a gay lifestyle. That's Romans chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul wrote how in the last days people would worship the creation instead of the Creator. It says such people will be reprobates. God turns his back on them. This march in Jerusalem, a gay pride parade, is actually in the face of God, almost daring the Lord to do something. Luke chapter 17 and verse 28 says that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the Lord's return. By the way, Genesis 19 describes the days of Lot. Sodomy was prevalent, even as it is today. A gay pride parade in the holy city of Jerusalem is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...